You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20pm with Luke Elder, Andrew Mounds and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. Something for everybody to look forward to on Wednesday. We've got National Hunt Racing from Ludlow and Toaster, racing on the turf at Nottingham, and All Weather Racing in the evening on the Poly Track at Kempton. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Mark. Very well.
Good man. Start as we usually do with a bit of a chat about the news, Craig. News today that Found may well take her place in the Champions Stakes, which would mean a rematch with Almanzor, who beat her in the Irish Champions Stakes. And this is also one of the nine Group 1 races that she's finished runner-up in the past as well. She was runner-up in the Champions Stakes last year behind Fascinating Rock. It'd be interesting to see her go there, won't it?
Yeah, it will be a good rematch, that, Mark, of course. You know, she went to Ascot last year as well after disappointing in the arc at Longchamp. Finished ninth behind Golden Horn and then ran a real good race, finishing second to Fascinating Rock. And as we know, a real good winner of the arc this time around. So goes to the race and real good heart. Almanzor, of course, beat her fair and square in the Irish Champions Stakes and looks to be improving all the time and improving with every run. Of course, he will get the 3-year-old allowances as well, Mark, which could be key. But saying that, hasn't, you know, been that useful in recent years. You have to go back to 2008 for the last winning 3-year-old, and that was New Approach. So the older horses have been dominating in recent years. So yeah, it should be a really exciting renewal in it. Something to look forward to towards the last few weeks on the flat season.
Yeah, and Almanzor, of course, didn't go to the Arc. They could have put him into the Arc when their other horse came out, La Cressonnière. But they decided, no, we're going to stick to the plan with the Champion Stakes. And I think that's pretty significant. 13-8 Almanzor, 5-1 Found. Mindings in there at 5-1, 6-1 Fascinating Rock. Highland Reel 10s, 14s or bigger for the others. A few people aren't convinced that Minding will run there, though, in the Champion Stakes. She's been very well backed over the last 24 hours or so in the QE2. She's now into 5-1, was much bigger than that earlier in the day. Ribchester 2-1, Galileo Gold 4-1, Minding 5-1, 6-1, Bellardo 10-1, Alice Springs and Mutter KF 12-1, Lightning Spear 16s or bigger for the others. An unsung Minding would give Ribchester and Galileo Gold a bit to worry about, wouldn't she?
She would, but she's had quite a hard season, I think. You know, she's had some tough races throughout the campaign and just wonder if they're starting to take the toll. I mean, she didn't lose a massive amount in defeat when finishing third in the Irish Champion Stakes, beaten by two really good horses. And I would imagine it'll all depend how fresh, you know, Aidan O'Brien thinks she is and whether she can match her early season form at this time of year after having a pretty hard campaign, Mark. That will be, I would think, the key to her chances, because if she is on her game, then, you know, she is a top-class middle-distance filly.
Hmm. We've got that to look forward to in a couple of weeks, of course. That's not this Saturday, coming up the Saturday after. This Saturday is part of the Future Champions Festival at Newmarket. Good racing to look forward to there, including the Dewhurst and the Cesarowitch. Bit of jumping, sneaking onto the radar as well. Two-day season opener at Chepstow, and apparently Saïda Grouji is going to run, and he's got a really good record at Chepstow.
He has, Mark, yeah. He made a reappearance event in a handicap after he... Try to think back now. He failed to sparkle, didn't he, on his reappearance one day, and then they put an extra race in.
Yeah.
Which seen him running off a big weight and a handicap at Chepstow prior to the Cheltenham Festival, and he had won that well. And he goes well fresh. He goes well at the track. Be great to see the old boy back.
Mm. Unbeaten over fences at Chepstow, he is. So.
He is. Oh, good record to bring to the track. It's always a good two-day fixture, that. You know, a lot of people see it as the start of the jump season proper.
Mm.
And, you know, they'll have a good 4-year-old hurdle race on the card as well. Paul Nichols usually forms that race, but looking forward to it. Yeah, looking forward to it as York close their season at the weekend and Chepstow really, you know, fire up the national hunting.
Yeah, I'm already waiting for the jumpers to come back myself. We've had the Ark. We've got Champions Day next week and the Dewhurst this week in the Cambridgeshire, and then I don't really care about the rest of the flat season.
Well, next week, of course, as well, Weatherby open up their some national hunt season.
Yeah.
Carlisle start their national hunt. You know, all the dual-purpose tracks are starting to have the first national hunt fixtures as well. So, we're just almost time for switchover, Mark.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Anything else on your mind, Craig, before we get stuck into Wednesday's action?
I don't think there is.
No. All right, well, let's move on. Let's get stuck into Wednesday.
We could talk about Newcastle's comeback against Norwich, if you like.
nobody wants to hear that, Craig. let's move on to Wednesday's action. Craig's got four races prepared for us, and we'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Now we've got something to look at in both cards and on the all-weather. And we start at Nottingham in the 2:30. This is a Class 4 nursery. Over 5 furlongs, obviously it's the 2-year-olds in action there. We've got 14 of them to go to post here, Craig. Quite a competitive nursery, this one.
It is, Mark. Yeah, you know, and there should be a fair bit of pace in the race as well. Prince of Cool and Lonely the Brave, who clashed at Chelmsford last time, both went at it quite hard in that race and they both paid the price in the closing stages there. You know, I think both horses will once again like to race prominently in this race. Lonely the Brave is still a progressive type. You know, I think he's still got scope for more improvement. He still looked green under pressure at Chelmsford last time. And if it wasn't for the competition up front in the early part of this race, he would have been of much more interest. He still won on my radar and still want to keep on side. But not in this race. I think he's going to be up against it. Blue Suede ran really well at Newbury 2 starts back. The filly, you know, she'd be interesting on that form. But on softer ground at Ayr, she was really disappointing last time. And obviously, the current conditions are forecast to be pretty soft at Nottingham. So that could well count against us. So I'm going to swing with Anne Duffield's 2-year-old in the Nottingham race, Cup of Coffee. I thought she was a fair bit better than her 10th placed at Haydock last time suggests. You know, that race was dominated by the front runners, Mark. You had to be prominent in that event. Hold up horses had no chance. Cup of Coffee was held out the back under Rowan Scott, was given a fair bit to do, and I thought he finished his race off with a fair bit of running left in him. You know, the race just didn't pan out as they would have liked. Prior to that, he was a good winner of a novice event at Carlisle, a race that's worked out reasonably well. There's been a couple of winners from the race, the likes of Reckless Serenade, Roy's Dream. So that Carlisle form looks decent. And on the mark of 85, I think he's well handicapped for back-end nurseries. And he's already won twice this year. So, I think he will hopefully find the fast pace to his liking and arrive late under Rowan Scott. And it's Cup of Coffee in the 2:30.
Cup of coffee for Craig then in the 2:30 at Nottingham. Moving on to the 3:10 at Ludlow next. This is a Class 3 handicap chase over the extended 3 miles and 1 furlong. 7 of them to go to post here, including last year's winner Azure Fly for Charlie Longston and Richard Johnson in the saddle on this occasion. We've also got some inform runners in there, the likes of Kilbury Kid. What do you make of it, Craig? Quite a good little race.
Yeah, we talked about Sir de Grugy and his unbeaten record at Chepstow earlier, Mark. Azure Fly, he's got a 100% record returning in the autumn after a summer break. He's been off 125 days this time around. Of course, he won this event last year after a similar absence off a mark of 129 last year. He's actually £8 lower this time around. So, you know, he has to be on the shortlist there. I think, in all fairness, from his current mark of 121 with Richard Johnson, but he will take a fair bit of beating, Mark. He's hard to oppose, in all honesty. We know the Charlie Longston, you know, Yard are in good health once again at this time of year. So there is lots of positives, and there doesn't look to be too many dangers in the race for me. You know, there's a couple of horses that you have to say are now badly handicapped after good summer campaigns, the likes of Kilbury Kid, Easy Street, Heast. You know, they've all done fairly well throughout the summer months, and they're going to find it more difficult from now on in with the better horses appearing. So the biggest danger might be one at a bigger price. How about it for Rebecca Curtis? You know, her horses have definitely turned a corner. She had a bad year on the whole of it last season. But this time around, you know, the signs are encouraging. Vintage Vinny's already been a good winner for the yard at Market Raisin. And this is a horse that goes well fresh, has won a novice chase at Exeter, a previous point winner, and after a 204-day break, reappears off a decent mark of 124. So I think Howard Bounder is likely to be the biggest danger to last year's winner, Azure Fly.
Okay, so if we were to have a bet there, you'd back Azure Fly, possibly. How about it each way or without the
favourite? Providing we've got the price on Howard Bounder, and you know, with form figures of PPP, there's got to be some value there, Mark. I don't think it can be too short, particularly with quite a few in-form horses in the race.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to be looking close to double figures for How About It. So, yeah, I'd be happy to save with it and be with Azure Fly at the front of the market.
Okay. Couple to consider there then from Craig in the 310. The 430 at Nottingham is where we go next. This is a Class 4 handicap over a mile and a quarter. This is for the three-year-olds and older. We've got 16 of them in the lineup here. Hopefully they'll all stand the ground because then we'll have four places to aim at, Craig. And we might need four places. It's quite a difficult race, this one.
Yeah, quite keen on one in this, Mark.
Oh,
a horse I've seen on his seasonal reappearance actually at Nottingham. You know, he's one of the first horses of the flat season to go into the notebook. But unfortunately, I haven't drawn from him yet. He's yet to get his head in front, but I haven't given up on him. You know, he's been in some tough races. He reappears back at Nottingham. Being a son of Pivotal, you've got to think, you know, that some juice in the ground will help his chances. And he's certainly, you know, built to handle soft ground. He has been a little bit keen in his races. And the horse here is Des Dechardo, trained by Ralph Beckett, a real nice type. He's extremely well handicapped on 78 mark. He's a much, much better horse than his current mark suggests. He is drawn in 13 at Nottingham on Wednesday. And he can take a keen hold. That's been his downfall in a couple of his races so far. But there's a fair amount of pace on here. You know, there's three or four front runners in the race, and he won't be too far back. Hopefully he can just get a good pitch, maybe sitting fourth or fifth in the early stages. And the key is, you know, for Hector Crouch to get him switched off, get him settled in the early part. And if he does, he'll come home well. You know, he has stayed a lot further than the mile and a quarter. So hopefully they do go a good, strong gallop in the early stages and bring his stamina into play later on. Like I said, I haven't given up on him, Mark, and I think he is a much better horse than 78.
So quite sweet on Des Dechardo then in that race. And we finish off in the 7.50 at Kempton, which is a condition stakes over six furlongs. It's for three-year-olds and older. Where do you want to start in here, Craig? We could start with Tanine, who, given that he's rated 101, could be in off a decent weight here.
Yeah, definitely, Mark. I mean, I was having to look through. It's hard, really, to rule out any of the runners, you know, having a strong opinion. They've all got chances of sorts here, but Tanine looks to have outstanding claims. A lightly raced three-year-old, two victories so far at Newmarket and Leicester. Very, very exciting the way he won at Leicester in early season. I mean, he beat a decent field of handicappers that day very, very comfortably. As a result, he went up £12 in the weights and went on to run six behind Dancing Star. Actually improved on his Leicester form at Newmarket last time. And looking at his pedigree, it's a big surprise that, you know, he's actually making his polytrack debut in this race, Mark, because he's certainly bred to go on the all-weather surface. And I think that, if anything, could bring about even more improvement from the horse. So I think it's his pedigree on top of already smart form that swings this race in the balance of Tanine.
Okay, where's the main danger, Greg?
I think Lord of the Land's very interesting. I mean, I think he's better than what he's shown so far. This, of course, is his first season racing for the David O'Mara Yard. And he's an all-weather winner in France. So, you know, another one that returns to the polytrack for the first time in a good while. And he's obviously been sent south a long way from the Amira Yard. Doesn't have too many runners at Kempton. And I wouldn't imagine, you know, he'll be going there to make up the number. So I can see a big run from Lord of the Land. I think he'll be very much suited to the polytrack surface. And, you know, he's one that could offer a bit of value. But I think the most likely winner definitely has to be Tanine.
Tanine then, the most likely winner for Craig in the 7.50 at Kempton. That finishes off our look ahead to Wednesday's action. Let's just have a nice little summary, Craig, if you'll just relay your final selections for us then.
Yeah, a cup of coffee can hopefully get us off to a winning start in the 2.30 at Nottingham. in the 3.10 at Ludlow. A couple to look at. Last year's winner, Azure Fly, and Rebecca Curtis's horse, How About It, in the 4.30 at Nottingham. Des Dicardo for the Ralph Beckett team. And finally, we sign off in the 7.50 with hopefully a winner with Tanin.
Superb. Good work, Craig. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Wednesday.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Wednesday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. Luke Elder, Andrew Mount and Ollie Pimlott will be the team in the studio. It's Ludlow, Toaster and Nottingham on Wednesday afternoon, and all weather action under the floodlights in the evening from Kempton Park. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.